Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Reed Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about how I kena a property scam. Yes, you hear me correctly, I was scammed. And I really feel lousy over it. As you know, in today's era, we have to be mindful of the evolution of scams. They can be in many different forms and patterns. Doing scam is a lucrative business for many. That is why they take extra steps to hide their true identity and cover up their trails. Here, I'll be sharing how I fell into a property scam and how I uncovered it with the help of the authorities. I'll also talk about some pressing issues faced by our migrant workers and my solution to it. With that, let's go into the discussion. In this Business Time article dated 3rd July 2024, government to prop possible illegal short-term rental of homes, HDB URA. Since 2019, 64 offenders have been fined for offering illegal short-term accommodation in private residential properties, while 15 have been prosecuted. This article touched on the rise in illegal short-term rentals for both HDB flats and private properties. The minimum stay for renting private residential property is 3 consecutive months and 6 months for public housing flats. That is why short-term rental platform like Airbnb is illegal in Singapore. Airbnb will only benefit those on vacation and investors as their property can command higher rental yields. But this is definitely not in favor of property owners. I have seen with my own eyes how some apartments in nearby cities have become like slums. The property have poor maintenance and poor resale value. Because nobody want to buy a property to stay near a neighbor that has short-term visitors. You don't even know who are they. Who knows? They could be those on happy one night kind, or those out to do some monkey business. This will be challenging to police. Not because of this story and to share my predicament, I'm reluctant to share more about my own property. But bo pian, this is how the story goes. I own a resale property that measures close to 1,009 square feet. It's an old apartment that is 2-story high. It's a maisonette. There are 3 bedrooms, 2 study area, a helper room, and a balcony. I bought this property purely for investment. Today, its value has appreciated significantly, and I'm reaping a 10% annualized return if I'm going to sell it today. My past rental transactions have never been disappointing. It has never been difficult to find tenants for my property. My previous tenant have been staying there for a good 2.5 years before they bid farewell. As usual, I proceed to find replacement tenant. Many came and viewed. Apparently, one group of tenants has expressed keen interest. They mentioned that their current landlord is selling their apartment, and they have friends living in the same development too. They are mainly migrant workers working in the manufacturing industry, the construction industry, to service trade. They are the workers we see in our everyday life, on our street, and on our public transport. They are the one quietly working hard and doing overtime to keep Singapore economy running. Frankly, I have a soft spot for helping them by renting out my place to them, so that they can have a comfortable space to live and work in Singapore. Since they are pretty nice people from the onset, and in the way I spoke to them, I decided to rent to them. I started off with a 12-month tenancy to gauge their performance. I diligently checked all their passes with MOM and have told them numerous times not to sublet my property other than those individuals who are staying there. I'm always skeptical about such tenants. They assure me numerous times that they will not create a nuisance to my neighbors too. Anyway, we did the handover and left the property in their good hands. As you know, I'm a licensed housing agent. I'm all familiar with the housing rules and regulation. It's also the responsibility of the landlord to ensure that the property is not being used for illegal means. Hence, in just 3 months of my tenancy, I decided to pay them a visit. Since I have to give them quiet enjoyment as stipulated in the tenancy agreement, I cannot drop by unannounced. I informed the main tenants in advance and I was invited to visit 2 days later on a weekend. Well, that seems fine to me, nothing unusual. I visited my property. The main tenants were awaiting my arrival. At first glance, the house looked very tidy, clean and neat. There was also no signs of overcrowding, no signs of extra mattress or footwear. It seems that they are happy tenants and happy landlords, as of now. If you know me, as someone who has been working in sales for so many years, we can always smell a rat if there is any. I was obviously looking out for any abnormality. For example, they removed one of my kitchen light. As they say, it's too bright. I mean, huh? My kitchen is facing the common corridor, so it seems that they are hiding something from me. Another instance was, they were not using my main door, and they had secured it with a bicycle chain. So they prefer to use the back door from the kitchen as it is closer to the lift lobby. Anyway, I felt a little uneasy as I left the place. Since I cannot find any unusual things, it is not fair to accuse them of anything. Coincidentally, just a few days after my inspection, I received a call from the authority requesting for my tenants to open the door to my property. Since my tenant did not open the door and my main tenants are uncontactable, I decided to go down to the apartment with a set of spare keys that I have. When I reached, I asked them to open it. There was no answer. I tried to open the back door via the spare key. But I try. My spare key cannot open the door. Right now, I'm really feeling very hot. How dare you change my lock without telling me? They have forgotten that they are dealing with an Arbane property agent in sheep clothing. I may look friendly on the outside, but when I get pissed off, you will know where I come from. Since they locked my main door with a bicycle chain, I cannot enter. But hang on, they didn't secure it fully. There was a small gap. I am quite skinny and flexible. I slowly squeezed into the gap and went into the house. Subsequently, I opened the back door for the enforcement officer to come in. And like in the army, I use my fibua or fighting in bivouac area to flush all the tenants out. I request that they man the two entrances as I went upstairs myself, in case they run off. Since this is my own house, I know the terrain better than anyone else. One room after another, I clear each room. I was shocked to see my house has become a zoo with so many people caged together. There are mattresses everywhere, from the study to the living room. The whole house was in a complete mess. There is even one subtenant who tried to avoid detection by hiding below the bedframe. Really, very drama one. I have to ask that joker to come out. Kana caught ready, don't need to play hide and seek with me. In short, the storm was over in just 5 minutes. Everyone fall in downstairs to the dining room for the enforcement officer to take over. Here, I shall not reveal too much about the operation since it will compromise future enforcement action taken by our government agencies. This episode has also taught me something. They will make all effort to cover their tracks. They are very smart and convincing. I was cheated and scammed. Seriously, I don't like this feeling. I've always been very careful of scam since I was impersonated years ago for a rental case. I was one of the first few agents to be featured on newspapers. If the authority didn't come and storm my place, I also wouldn't know. So next time, if the authority call you, kindly comply and cooperate. They are helping us to flush all these monkeys out. As the landlord, I have to take responsibility too. If these tenants are doing it the right way, according to the law, no issue with us. But if they want to use our property under the pretext of subletting to make more money or some co-living thinking, I think landlord have to be careful and think twice about renting to such. Since then, the scam has evolved over the years. I last heard that they even rent a real property through a property agent and use the owner information and create a fake ID. Then, they will request tenants to pay a deposit via PayNow or via some QR codes after seeing the owner ID. You have to meet the owners or the registered agent to do so only. Usually, such apartments are listed by fake DIY landlords on social media. So please be careful. Lastly, I can't help but to pity those sub-tenants who have to vacate my property and lose their deposit due to this subletting issue. Obviously, I've terminated the tenancy due to this infringement. Some of them even touched down in Singapore most recently after gaining legal employment. They are not to be blamed. They are the victims too. They don't know our housing system well. That is why they get into this shit together. For my main tenant, they bluntly ignore my constant reminder. They have to bear the full consequences under our law. Before I end this video, this episode has also pointed out serious rental issues in our housing market. With the high room rental rates asked by some landlords, some can even go up to $1,000 for the common bedroom. This means such work permit tenants will have difficulties renting them. Most of them make maybe $2,000 to $3,000 plus overtime. to pay 1/3 of their salary for a room rental and cannot cook, I think this is insane. That is why most will go for such property that can cook and those without landlord kind. My subtenant are only paying $300.50 per month. That is why there is this lucrative black market out there. Seriously, MOM should address this issue with HDB and URA. Our migrant friends are here to make a decent living in Singapore. Let's treat them better. Without them, many SMEs will have closed shop long ago. Singaporean job can also be displaced too. That is a fact. We need foreign workers in our economy. Employers always ask for more, and Singaporeans often ask for less. That is the problem. No magic bullet. We just have to strike a balance. Lastly, I'm thankful to SAF for teaching me this life skill to be applicable in my daily life. That is why I'm wearing my favorite t-shirt at home for this video. I'm proud to be an ex-NS man and have given my best to my country. Majulah Singapura.